Hello and welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox, and coming up on today's show, it's the All-Star break, and tonight is the Home Run Derby. Is it a three-peat for Pete Alonso? Are you better off putting your money on someone else? The NFC West has the defending champions, but how will they do in the regular season? We're going to take a look at the over and unders for the NFC West, the Rams, the Niners, the Cardinals, and the Seahawks, and we'll let you know which side to bet on Tuesday's All-Star game. But first, we'll bring in Mr. Monday, Danny Brasco. Danny, hell of a weekend for the Yankees.
Oh my goodness, that's how you go into the All-Star break, by taking it to the Red Sox. Absolute destruction. Gotta feel good going into the second half of the season, baby.
I mean, you have to, right? Because they were slumping a little bit. And obviously, we talk about the Yankees almost every single week. But to have them go into the break like that, and I mean, just what was it, Saturday night's game with the four home runs, two from Carpenter, two from Judge, who'd been slumping a little bit. I know you were officiating a wedding this week, but it must have been killing you not to be at Yankee Stadium a little bit.
Oh my goodness. And funny thing is, I got invited to Legends Club seats behind home plate on Friday night, and I had to turn them down. But obviously, you know, weddings matter a little more than baseball games every now and then, maybe not Yankee Sox, but wow, what a series and what a way to go into the break. It was phenomenal. Judge is back, and you know he needed that to get out of that slump headed into the second half here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to see how he does at the All-Star game, right? He's going to be there. Oh, yeah. Okay, but let's start with Mox Thought. Danny, don't go anywhere. So it is the All-Star break for Major League Baseball, and that means that all four major sports are on hold. But luckily, we have the Home Run Derby tonight to hold us over. And Pete Alonso is the favorite, having won the last two in a row. Is the smart money on Alonso, or is there value in somebody else? Of course, there's more value in somebody else. But I love the three-peat, P-E-T-E. The guy absolutely loves this. He's excited about it. He's won two in a row. Yes, it's chalky at plus 190, but there is still some value there. He's got 24 home runs so far this season. His exit velocity is 89.9. His longest home run of the season, 447 feet. If he wins this, he will tie Ken Griffey Jr. at three Home Run Derby wins, and he'd be the first ever to win three in a row. I just feel like he was built for this competition. He's got a proven track record. And again, the guy absolutely loves it. So I'm not going against history here. I want to be on the right side of this. I'm going to take Alonso plus 190.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app ever, and honestly, the only one you need. It's not just about the big bonuses and boosts and promos that you get. It's the fact that every time you bet, whether you win or lose, you're earning towards the types of perks only Caesars can offer: free stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. That's because when you download the Caesars Sportsbook app, you become a Caesars Rewards member, and that means perks. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. Bringing Danny back in for Capper's Corner. Danny, you heard what I had to say. I'm all in for the three-peat tonight. Who do you like?
I mean, how do you not like Polar Bear Pete? I love your take on that. I cashed on him last year. Big plus money, obviously, picking the Home Run Derby winner.
Me
outright.
Too. So, we both did.
Yeah, that's right. We were loving Polar Bear Pete. So it's tough to go against him this year. But I'm going with my dark horse from last year that gave him a run for his money, and I think he takes it this year. It's my guy Juan Soto of the Washington Nationals. He was just one home run away from Pete, who edged him out last season in the Home Run Derby competition. But he's just this pure swing and powerful young guy in great shape. And I love these guys who I think are built for it stamina wise, right? It's tough swinging the bat over and over and over. I think he's got the physique that is built for this competition. He went deep in the competition in the semifinals last year, so he knows what it takes, how to pace yourself. He went up against Pete Alonso. But more than anything, here's my angle, Katie. Juan Soto just turned down the largest contract in MLB history from the Washington Nationals. 15 years, $440 million. He says, no, thank you. I think I'm actually worth more. Well, what a way to go prove that to the whole league than guy putting on a show at the Home Run Derby, right? So wouldn't that be a really awesome way to kind of put a cherry on top of, hey, I'm worth every penny and more by winning the Home Run Derby. Give me Juan Soto at plus 650, baby.
I love it. And I love the story that you just put there, because I feel like when something like a Home Run Derby, it's better to put your money on the storylines, right? Because anything can really happen and you want to be rooting for something kind of historic and fun. So I like that angle. I will say Dodger Stadium does seem to fare a little bit better with right-handed batters. So that's not great for someone like Schwarber or Soto or Seager, but I really love that narrative and that would be amazing. But I still like Polar Bear Pete. I like the three-peat here. So let's move on to the second half of the MLB season. So your Yankees are tied now with the Dodgers for the best odds to win the World Series at plus 400. Are you going with them or do you see better value somewhere else?
I mean, look, you can get bigger plus money on other teams, but why would we change our tune at this point? Obviously, you guys see all the Yankee stuff behind me. I'm the resident Yankee fan here, but I try to be as unbiased as possible and come in with, you know, just pure logic. Look, I'm sitting with a plus 750 Yankees World Series ticket in my pocket. So now that it's at plus 400, I'm chilling, right? We stay the course here. Like we were just talking about at the open of the show, they come into the All-Star break decimating the Red Sox. That's just that oomph we needed. And I kind of like to see that we bounce back off adversity. We dropped a few games to the Pirates, the Reds, losing winnable games. It happens to all the best teams. I mean, we play 162 of these bad boys. You're going to lose to the good teams. You're going to beat the good teams. It goes back and forth. So I like seeing us come out of kind of an ugly spot where we lost to some really particularly bad teams. Judge was slumping a little bit. The pitching regressed, right? Tyone, Montgomery, Nestor, these guys who were being just unbelievable. Eventually, we're going to have a couple bad starts. And we bounce right back with two amazing wins over our biggest rivals. So that just feels so good. Going into the second half, that's the theme. We got it going, baby. The mojo's on the Yankee side.
I agree with you. And again, I'm not big at flip-flopping. I've been on the Yankees pretty hard since we started this show, at least right now. They have the best run differential in the league, best OPS, the third best ERA, team ERA in baseball. They're on pace for 120 wins, which I believe if they get there will break the record, which is currently at 116. They are just hot, hot, hot. It's really, really hard to bet against them. So I'm with you. I agree with you on the Yankees plus 400, but I do still think that there is value in the Mets. We talk about it all the time, this Subway Series. They're at plus 700 right now. You got Scherzer back on the lineup. If they get a healthy DeGrom, if we get that Subway Series right now at plus 700, I do think there's value there.
Yeah, I saw a guy walking down the street yesterday. It said Scherzer DeGrom 2024 presidential ticket. If that happens, they could run for office. They'll be that good.
Yes, I agree. Let's talk about long shots now. So let's look beyond the favorites. If you wanted to win big money on the World Series, who is a long shot that would get your money, Danny?
At plus 900, why not sprinkle a repeat for the Atlanta Braves? Yeah. They've been there before. They just did it. So they've got the championship caliber experience. Here's the thing for me. They can catch fire at any time. I mean, they've already gone on a 14-game winning streak this season. And they're 33-11 since the end of May. So kind of a rough start, but all of a sudden, they're one of the best teams in the game. In fact, they're right behind the Mets, who have a very good record. So quietly, they're one of the best teams in the league. And I feel like they've done it sort of under the radar, even with a great win streak in there. The real big question mark to me, Katie, is the pitching. Last year, they had these great performances from Charlie Morton, young pitcher named Ian Anderson. Those guys have taken a step back this year, and I'm wondering, do they have enough? Can they count on guys like Strider in there, some new faces in the rotation, to really be the guys that can hold it down in those playoff moments? I'm not quite sure about that. We know they've got the bats. We know they've got the power. I wouldn't be surprised if they went out during the deadline and acquired a bullpen arm or another starting pitcher that's available just to kind of shore that up. And if they do so, I think they have a roster that can make a World Series run yet again. So plus 900, Braves feel like a good sprinkle.
All right, Danny, I agree with you on this one with the Braves, mostly because I was looking at the longer shots. You got the Brewers, the Blue Jays, Padres, Rays, both Sox teams. I definitely don't see it happening for them. So I do like this Braves at plus 900. They had a 14-game win streak through the first half of June. They are now the sixth team ERA in the league. They're eighth in WHIP, and they are tied for third in team OPS. And of course, they got Acuña Jr. back, who has been really, really helpful to them. So if I'm going to go with a long shot, I like this just because I really don't like anyone else underneath them. All right, let's switch gears now to the NFC West, NFL, my favorite division here. A couple weeks ago, we had Kenny Betts Big on the show on Wednesdays, as we do, to preview the NFC West division winner. So let's dive into team win totals. The defending Super Bowl champions are listed at 10.5 wins, which is pretty lofty there. Are you taking the over on that? That's at minus 120, or the under at even money?
I actually felt like it was curiously low, Katie. 10.5 for a team that just won 12 games and the Super Bowl? Why 10.5 here? Are bookmakers expecting them
to do the Woj?
Yeah, right?
Why is that?
Why is that? Exactly. Are odds makers expecting them to take a step back here this season? Maybe, yeah. I think, yeah. Something in my gut is telling me that with a Madden team last season, a Pro Bowl roster, it feels like so much went right for them. And they still barely pulled it off in their own home stadium for the Super Bowl. Like, barely pulled it off. I just don't feel like it's going to happen for them again this year. Everything, the stars aligned perfectly, and that was that. They went 7-2 on the road, so I'm kind of looking at their schedule from last year and this year and grading each game. What's a win? What's a loss? Let's see if we can make a prediction. Going 7-2 on the road last year, that ain't happening again this year. Look at the defending champions' road schedule. At Cardinals, at Niners, at Bucks, at Chiefs, at Packers, at Chargers, just to name some of the games. Those are tough road opponents. They opened the season hosting the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football, so I'm counting I'm counting that one as a loss. Me and you were high on the Bills.
Yes.
And they went 3-3 in their division last season. The NFC West, as you know, is a straight-up war zone. Those teams cancel each other out a lot of the time. So I'm looking at the schedule. I didn't find 11 wins. I think they lose by the hook. I think they win 10 games and this stays under. So I'm going to go with the under on this one for the defending champs.
I love that. And you know I'm on the under as well. I am a card-carrying member of the Rams Hater Club. But also, I do believe in a Super Bowl slump. It is so hard to come back and be dominant 2 years in a row. They are tied for the third highest odds right now with the Chiefs and the Cowboys. It's interesting because McVay has won at least 10 games in 4 out of his 5 years coaching the Los Angeles Rams. They went 12-5 last season, which you just alluded to. But they've got a tough schedule. Like you said, Bills are not winning that game. Then they've got the Falcons, Cardinals, which tend to play them actually pretty well, the Niners, the Cowboys. It's possible that they go 2-2 within that stretch. It is interesting also that the Rams will face 7 quarterbacks who finished in the top 10 in passing yards. Like you said, they put everything together. They went for broke. I still don't necessarily understand their salary cap and how they're making that work right now, but they went for broke and they just barely won. I don't think they're going to get that lucky again. So I like this under 10.5 wins, especially because it's at plus money. All right, moving on. Let's talk about my Niners, the favorite team for me personally. They're listed at 10 total wins, which is pretty high. So are you going or the over or under? Oddsmakers don't seem to know what to do with this because it's both at minus 110.
And that was fascinating to me. So often you see that number on the hook, right? Over, under 9.5 wins. Over, under 10.5 wins. No, they set it right there flat at 10, which tells me, can I bet on push? Because I also think the Niners are going to win 10 games. Can I bet exactly 10 wins? This number is perfect. Because if they set it at 9.5, I'm betting the over. If they set it at 10.5, I'm betting the under. I totally agree with where they set this line. Here's my bold prediction for you, Katie. We're talking Yankees all the time for the Yankee fan. Well, let's give it back to the Niners fan here. Bold prediction of the season, Niners win the NFC West.
Let's go.
With all the controversy and maybe confusion, Jimmy G, Trey Lance, I think that Trey ends up stepping in there and really impressing us. This is my worry for them. The defense is solid as a rock. It's the offensive line that has a lot of inexperience. And if we're going to put a new quarterback behind them, he's got to get protected. He's obviously a mobile guy. They're going to do some trickeration in that scheme with him. They have a lot of options. You can tell me more about that, right? You're my Niners insider. But I'm looking at their schedule once again, grading these games and thinking about that defensive unit and the way they're coached. They're just the Niners suck to play. If you go play them, they're going to punch you in the mouth. I'm looking at a lot of winnable games on their schedule. Bears, Seahawks twice.
Pretty easy.
Everyone's beaten the Seahawks this year. Those are two wins for everyone in the division. Panthers, Falcons, Cardinals. I think they beat the Cards. You know, Rams, Saints, Commanders. They're going to beat the Rams once. Like I said, that division cancels it out, cancels itself out. Saints, Commanders. I just found like eight wins right there. So now we got to win a couple more. I like the Niners to win the division this season, Katie. What do you think?
I love that. I love the Niners to win this. And of course, the Niners are such a big question mark right now. And I think a big reason why this is set at 10, because they don't know who the quarterback is going to be. Is it going to be Jimmy Garoppolo or is it going to be Trey Lance? Now, Trey Lance is the probable starter, but I do think that the Niners like to surprise everyone. And Jimmy G still hasn't gone anywhere yet, and I don't think they're going to release him. Lance only played two games last year, so it's so hard for me to say that he's going to be incredible or he's going to be a bust. Obviously, I'm hopeful that he is going to be the future of the franchise that everybody wants him to be. And again, we do see some really good things out of him, but we also saw a lot of mistakes that he made. But he's a rookie. All of that comes with reps. Completely understand. I like them over this because, like I said, I mean, I'm a fan, so I'm not going to go under on this, especially if the odds are the same. We look at the first half before the bye week. You kind of already went over this. It's easy. The Bears, the Seahawks, and the Broncos, they can win those games. Then you got the Rams, which the Rams, you know, Kyle Shanahan does kind of own Sean McVay with the exception of the NFC Championship game last year. So I think the Niners can at least squeak out one win there. Panthers, Falcons, that's a win. Chiefs, that one's going to be tough. I do also like that we see the Rams twice. We get them in the first half of the season. Then we have the bye weeks. We kind of have to forget about that. I would love for them to win this division. That would be incredible. I'd love them to win the Super Bowl. But I do think that they're going to get over the 10 wins here.
Katie, do you remember my rock, paper, scissors theory about the NFC West?
Oh my God, yes.
It's Shanahan beats McVay, McVay beats Kingsbury, Kingsbury beats Shanahan, right? It goes like that. And all these teams are going to end up being 2-4 or 3-3 in division. It's just going to be an absolute battle. So it's going to come down to who can win those division games and then continue to, you know, pick up wins and get to that total outside their conference. But those should be kind of split every year it happens. So tough to play in that division.
And honestly, when you were talking about the O-line depends on the health of Trent Williams. I mean, whether he's playing or not playing, it's an entirely different ball game. I do think that we'll get some more, you know, versatility, of course, with Trey Lance, but don't be surprised if Jimmy Garoppolo is the starting quarterback for the 49ers. I have been saying this for over a year now, and the reality is I don't know if Jimmy's going to go anywhere. I don't think it's the smart thing to get rid of him right now, and Trey Lance still has to beat out Jimmy. Now, is Trey ready to beat out Jimmy on a one-on-one? I'm not so sure. He is coming off of injury, but if Trey gets in trouble and you've got someone like Jimmy Garoppolo on the sidelines, then of course you're going to put him in, and he's a proven winner. So we'll see about this. Let's talk about the Cardinals now. They are listed at 9 wins. Are you going over at plus 110 or under at minus 130?
This one was pretty hard for me, but I'm actually going to go under 9 here. I'm expecting regression from them as well. They went over this number last year, and it's odd also remembering for bettors who bet on NFL win totals year in and year out, we're betting 17 games now, right? So it's made me totally readjust the way I think about this, but their schedule is tough, Katie. Holy crap. I mean, second half is brutal. Rams, Niners, Chargers, Patriots, Broncos, Buccaneers, Falcons, Niners. That's the second half of their schedule when usually teams are already, you know, injury ridden and gone through battle. In the first half, it's not that much easier. I mean, they see the Rams again, of course, the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Eagles. More than anything, though, for me, beyond the toughness of their schedule, Cliff Kingsbury, not the guy. He's just not going to be the guy. I've never believed in him. He's made a lot of boneheaded decisions, really, you know, frivolous calls here and there, and just I don't think he's going to be able to do it, even though he's got a really interesting scheme and system and he's got the relationship with Kyler. I don't like what he calls is what I'm trying to say. And also beyond Cliff Kingsbury, DeAndre Hopkins suspended for the first 6 games of the season. So tough starting without him. Their secondary on the defensive side of the ball grades horribly. Some of their guys absolutely got torched last season. So if you can't stop it in the secondary, you don't have your best wideout, and I don't believe in your coach, why am I going to bet that you're going to win more than 9 games? Give me the under for the Cardinals.
Okay, I'm actually going to go over on this one on the 9.5. And by the way, you made a lot of great points. They were 11-6 last season. They made the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. They start off last season with 7 wins in a row. And I'll never forget J.J. Watt on the sideline being like, maybe we are just that good. Maybe we're just that good. And then like the Cardinals do, they completely fall apart in the second half of the season and kind of hilariously got bounced out in the wild card round against the Rams there in a kind of a little bit of an embarrassing way. You're right. They have no Hopkins for the first six games of the season, but they did add Brown, who I think could kind of be that, you know, interim guy for Kyler Murray. I think that Murray continues to improve. There was a lot of drama swirling around him in the offseason with the organization. So he's got to put up or shut up in this season. And they did make a lot of allowances saying, hey, no, he's our guy. We want to keep him. We want to make sure that he's happy. So it's a big year for Kyler Murray. And I do think that they will kind of fall off in the second half. Like you said, the schedule was really hard. And that's just kind of what they do in the second half of the season. But I do think they can get enough wins in the first half to kind of maybe grab a second win, a couple wins in the second half. So I'm going to go over on this one, over 9.5. But let's now talk about the lowly Seahawks. They're listed with just 6 wins, the over at plus 110, the under at minus 130. Danny, I'm going to start you off with this one. I think we're going under for the Seahawks. No Russell Wilson. They've replaced him with Drew Lock, who I appreciate that Drew Lock has such a good sense of humor about the way that this franchise looks right now. Under Pete Carroll, the Seahawks have actually never gone under 7 wins. However, that was always with Russell Wilson. I don't think Drew Lock is going to be the one. I don't see them winning a game in this division. You already alluded to it. I like the under on this one.
Yeah, it's. I don't have to break it down too much further than that. This is rebuild year. The QB job is between Drew Lock and Geno Smith. And need I say more? Like, that's about
yeah.
it.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Moxie Bets is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. All right, it's time for Mox Locks, the MLB All-Star Edition, because that's pretty much all we can bet on. This week, I am looking at the actual All-Star game, and I'm taking the AL Moneyline, minus 105, and I'm really not thinking too much into this. They have dominated this game for a quarter of a century. They've won 8 in a row, and they definitely have the edge when it comes to hitters. They got Judge, Otani, Stanton, Trout. I'm not looking too much into this. It's AL again. Danny, what do you like?
I love it, Katie. The AL dominates the NL in the All-Star game. It's just what happens. I like a player to hit the longest home run in the home run derby. Ooh. I'm going to go with a fun home run derby bet for you guys. And I'm going with a guy that they call Country Strong. That's my guy, Ooh. Kyle Schwarber. Schwarber to hit the longest home run is plus 450 on Caesars. And look, out of anyone competing in this competition, he's got the longest one this season. He jacked one 469 feet and went 110 miles per hour off his bat. He's just got this pure home run swing. He's the most classic three-result player in the modern game today. It's home run, strikeout, or walk. Well, guess what's not happening in the home run derby? You're not striking out or you're not walking. So I think he's just going to be cracking the ball all night long. And I feel like he can have the biggest big fly of them all. So he's the second biggest favorite to win the whole thing. And I think he has just a huge moment, just absolutely hitting one into the stratosphere where the James Webb telescope can pick it up. So give me Kyle Schwarber to hit the longest home run of the competition at plus 450.
I love that. And actually, I've made a lot of money on hitting props with Kyle Schwarber. I did not know that his nickname was Country Strong, which is actually one of my favorite movies. Very underrated, with Gwyneth Paltrow and Garrett Hudlin. If you haven't seen it, I love the
reference. It's not his nickname, but he's one of those guys, you know, Adam Dunn. These guys are just, they're Country Strong. They're corn-fed American boys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also a song in the movie that Gwyneth Paltrow sings. Again, totally recommend it if you like it. Okay, to recap on Mox Locks, I'm taking the AL Moneyline minus 105, and Danny is on Schwarber for the longest home run in the home run derby at plus 450. Danny, thank you so much. We will see you again on Monday. Moxie Betts is coming back on Wednesday, though. This has been Moxie Betts, presented by Caesar Sportsbook.